Listening Library presents Obsidio, The Illuminae Files, Part 3, by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. Read for you by a full cast. United Terran Authority, UTA Tribunal Transcript, Carenza Trials, Day 97. Chief Prosecutor, Gabriel Crowhurst. Chief Defense Counsel, Kin Hebi. Tribunal, Hua Li Jun. Saladin Al Nakat. Chanel Jillian Chua. Witness, Leanne Frobisher, Director of Acquisitions, Baytech Industries. Date, 11:04:76. Timestamp, 13:06 hours. Continued from page 1172.
Perhaps we should get proceedings underway. Miss Donnelly, is the video feed operating at your end?
We can see you, Mr. Crowhurst.
Thank you for making yourself available to us today. Please state your name and occupation for the record.
Hannah Alima Donnelly. I don't really have an occupation. My father was Charles Donnelly, commander of Jump Station Heimdall.
Al Nakat, S. Miss Donnelly, the tribunal must again remind you that remote testimony is a privilege, not a right. One can't help but notice your so-called Illuminae group has a flair for the dramatic. Should these proceedings devolve into melodrama or farce, I will not hesitate to suspend the session. Do you understand?
We understand, Your Honor.
Miss Donnelly, you've already been sworn in. Do you understand the penalties for providing fraudulent testimony to a United Terran Authority tribunal?
I'm sure Dr. Frobisher's lawyers can explain it to me. Pretty certain they would have warned her before she got on the witness stand for her comedy routine.
Heavy K. Objection.
Hello, Leanne. Nice suit. Athene original, am I right?
Your honors.
Miss Donnelly, these are exactly the kind of theatrics I will not tolerate. You will address the tribunal members or counsel only, or we will find you in contempt. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Your Honor, Crystal.
Miss Donnelly, the tribunal has already covered the first and second segments of the Illuminae files, addressing the initial invasion of Carenza IV by Baytech Industries.
Objection! Alleged invasion.
Chua S. Sustained.
Apologies. Alleged invasion. We've reviewed records of the battle between the Lincoln and the Alexander. From there, we moved on to the alleged siege of Jump Station Heimdall by Baytech Special Operatives, and the arrival of WUC science vessel Hypatia.
Don't forget the universe almost imploding. Twice.
Quite. And yet you still haven't explained how you're talking to us now. Jump Station Heimdall was destroyed. If, as you claim, you and Heimdall's remaining population traveled to the Carenza system before the station's destruction, using the ship belonging to Travis Fork, the Mao, you would have been trapped there with the crew of the Hypatia, with no way of returning to the core. With the wormhole down, you wouldn't even be able to transmit to us.
10 points.
So where are you right now, Miss Donnelly?
I'm not at liberty to say.
But you're not in the Carenza system?
That'd be impossible. The Illuminae group saved 2 universes from annihilation and a hyperspatial paradox event, but we're not miracle workers.
Jun H. Miss Donnelly, please answer the question.
Sorry, no. The answer is no. We're not in Carenza.
Very well. So given that it should have been a trip of several thousand years back to the core without jump travel, would you care to explain to the tribunal how it is you and your colleagues escaped the system?
Not all of us did.
I beg your pardon?
Not all of us escaped Carenza, Mr. Crowhurst.
Are you saying some of your group are still there?
I'm saying they'll never leave. That's the point of all this. That's why we're here today. To tell the story for everyone who can't tell you themselves. To shine a light, to speak for the dead, Mr. Crowhurst. The dead, Dr. Frobisher.
Miss Donnelly, I will not warn you again.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Miss Donnelly, perhaps we can start at the beginning. Given your predicament after Heimdall's demolition, how did you escape the Carenza system?
That's a long story, and it includes some people you haven't met yet. See, what we didn't know at the time, what nobody knew until after Heimdall Station was destroyed, was that there were still survivors on Carenza 4.
Order! Order in the court!
I'm sorry, Miss Donnelly. Survivors?
Think about it. Four dreadnoughts attacked the planet in the initial invasion, along with mobile jump platform Magellan. The Alexander crippled Magellan so nobody could jump out of the system, but only two dreads were actually destroyed. The others were still in orbit around Carenza 4, with no way to get home.
So there was a Baytech force on the planet?
Correct. By the time Hypatia reached the Heimdall waypoint, the occupying force had been stranded planetside for almost 7 months, along with a bunch of colonists who never made it out on the Alexander fleet.
But wouldn't these dreadnoughts and their Baytech crew have been able to transmit a message to Rapier, the Baytech operative on Heimdall? Baytech would have known these survivors were there, surely.
This is a little complex to explain. Fortunately, we just happen to have assembled a file on the topic.
Of course you have.
No need to be snippy, Leanne. Is everyone sitting comfortably? Anyone need to go to the bathroom before...
Miss Donnelly?
Okay, if you can open your readers to page 1. Once upon a time, on a little speck of ice at the X end of the universe known as Carenza 4.
Briefing note. First relevant document found among recovered Baytech files regarding our new hero, Reese Lindstrom.
Baytech Industries Assault Fleet Carenza, Flagship Churchill. Personnel Transfer Directive, Priority 1. Authorization, soon, 7802 BTN. Incept, 081675. Name, Lindstrom, Reese. Rank, Specialist. Current assignment, Electronics Support, Mobile Jump Platform, Magellan. New assignment, Electronics Repair and Logistics, Planet Carenza 4.
Specialist Lindstrom, happy belated Terra Day, and allow me to apologize in advance for what may be an unwelcome assignment. I understand you've done sterling work aboard Mobile Jump Platform Magellan while in orbit around Carenza 4, and assisted ably in the containment of the warp storm spilling from Magellan's damaged Hermium containment system. Your supervisors speak highly of your skills and dedication to Baytech Industries and the Orbital Corps. Unfortunately, unexpected difficulties have arisen at the Carenza 4 beachhead, resulting in a shortfall of technical staff. Therefore, you are hereby ordered to report to 1st Lieutenant Christie, Delta Company 4th Platoon. You will accompany 4th Platoon on their next rotation down on the Carenza 4 colony, commencing 081775. Understand, this is not a punishment, Specialist. You have done exemplary work, and the situation planetside demands the presence of our very best and brightest. With the warp storm contained and communication with our personnel aboard Jump Station Heimdall now possible, I have no doubt command will relieve us soon. Should communication with Baytech HQ prove fruitless, Tech Eng informs me Magellan will be capable of jump travel in 2 weeks. However, due to the containment breach, Magellan's Hermium stores are almost entirely depleted. As a result, safeguarding production in the Carenza Hermium mine is now priority 1. Lieutenant Christie will brief you fully aboard Flagship Churchill and assign you a protection detail for the duration of your stay on Carenza 4. I have every faith you will perform your duties with customary excellence and help ensure our final victory. Sun Huojin, Admiral, Baytech Industries Orbital Corps. Commander.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?